Addressing the upper house of the Italian Parliament late Tuesday, Interior Minister Roberto Maroni praised the work of the security forces in the southern Calabrian town of Rosarno, where African farm workers rioted in the streets last week. The 2 days of violence erupted after a group of white local youths allegedly shot two immigrants with a pellet gun. Maroni said the immediate reaction on the part of security officials from the start of the disorder ensured the violence did not degenerate into more serious incidents. In all, 21 migrants were injured in the clashes, with 8 still hospitalized. The Interior Minister said about 750 illegal immigrants were transferred to holding centers in the southern cities of Crotone and Bari. He added that more than 300 with regular permits left Rosarno voluntarily with their own means to other destinations. Maroni made clear the fight against illegal immigration would continue without let-up.
L'ingresso illegale nel territorio dello Stato costituisce il presupposto per l'emarginazione.
He said the illegal entry into Italian territory represents the basis for the marginalization and exploitation of foreigners and often becomes the reservoir for recruiting laborers by criminal organizations. Maroni said 42,000 immigrants were repatriated in the past 2 years. He added that since an agreement was reached with Libya, arrivals by boat on the Italian southern coast have dropped by 90%. He added arrivals are down from more than 30,000 to just more than 3,000, mainly thanks to the government's new pushback policy to Libya.
Intensificare una specifica, coordinata e capillare attività di contrasto.
Maroni also said the government plans to further intensify its fight against illegal labor in the agricultural sector as part of its plan to more effectively combat illegal immigration, black market labor, and every form of organized crime. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.